So next up, last before lunch, we've got an hour of ethics CLE. For all the attorneys in the room, I know we're always looking for additional ethics CLE, and I think we've got a really great one for you here today on ethics and cybersecurity in the virtual practice of law. Let's see. Hey. So we've got today with us Anthony Hendricks and Paige Masters. Give them a second here. All right, so today we've got with us Anthony Hendricks from the firm of Crowe and Dunleavy in Oklahoma City, where he is the founder and chair of the firm's Cybersecurity and Data Privacy Practice Group, and is also a member of the firm's Renewable Energy Practice Group. His legal practice focuses on data privacy compliance, regulatory enforcement and permitting, and he has assisted with over 30 wind and solar projects in Oklahoma. Anthony is a proud graduate of Howard University, holds two masters from the London School of Economics, and earned his JD from Harvard Law School. And we've also got with us Paige Masters, also from Crowe and Dunleavy, where she is a member of the Commercial Litigation, Appellate, and Healthcare Practice Groups. Paige is a litigator who has advocated for and defended clients at both the trial and appellate level in complex commercial disputes, including cases involving breach of contract, insurance, bad faith, trade secrets, negligence, fraud, breach of fiduciary duty. Paige graduated summa cum laude from Oklahoma City University School of Law and has been selected for best lawyers for commercial litigation and insurance law. So welcome, Paige and Anthony. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Happy to be here. I'm Paige. This is Anthony, obviously.
Yes. On top of regulatory stuff, I also host a cybersecurity podcast that focuses on introducing underrepresented groups to the field of cybersecurity and data privacy. You can find the podcast anywhere that you find great podcasts.
All right. Well, the idea for this presentation actually came about 15 years ago when a law school classmate of mine whose husband was in the military told me she was going to open up a virtual law practice. At the time, the ethics nerd in me thought, well, that's really great, but what are you going to do? Are you going to get barred in every state? And it never did happen. Of course, flash forward to March of 2020, and this picture was actually taken on March 23rd of 2020. I don't know if you guys remember that date. It's clear in my mind because that was my last day in the office for a while, and my husband took this picture and texted it to me. He owns a company in Oklahoma City, and he had sent his employees home, and this was his first day on the job as both CEO of a company and CEO of Daddy Daycare. And he told me he had to put our two-year-old in the house, lock the door, and step out on the back porch in order to have a conference call. And so, yeah, that was just more to come. Of course, those flashbacks are happening here. I'm glad to be back in the office. But I know many of the introverts in us long for those days of COVID. So, but if there is one thing that I feel like the COVID pandemic taught us, is that folks in our profession can really, truly work from anywhere as long as we have a reasonably reliable internet connection. And so in back in 2020, my go-to office was my Jeep Cherokee right there in my driveway. And this picture was actually taken with my two-year-old in the Jeep with his seatbelt on, air conditioner going, and an iPad in his hand with me on the front porch doing a conference call because that was the only place I knew I could stick him and he would not make his grand appearance in front of a Zoom call. Since then, I was telling Anthony the other day, I was asking him, hey, where's the strangest place you've built time? And he told me, McDonald's parking lot.
Oh, I spent quite a bit of time billing hours in the parking lot of a McDonald's at the start of lockdown because in my free time, I tutor young adults training for their GED, and so I always have to meet them during their break at work. And so before we have tutoring sessions, I hang out and do a little bit of work in the parking lot of various fast food places.